WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
From time to time, it is interesting to take a look at some of the people that have served in the field of meteorology. And since we are coming up on a big event in U.S. weather history, I thought we might take a look at Isaac Monroe Klein, who was the chief meteorologist at Galveston, Texas, from 1889 to 1901. Klein was born in Madisonville, Tennessee, on October the 13th, 1861, and attended Hiawassee College. In 1882, he joined the meteorology training program of the U.S. Army Signal Corps. His first assignment was in Little Rock, Arkansas, where he also earned a Doctor of Medicine degree from the University of Arkansas. Upon the opening of a Texas section of the Weather Bureau, Klein was sent to organize and oversee the office in Galveston. In 1892, his brother Joseph, also a meteorologist, joined Dr. Klein there. Klein provided some valuable information on freezing weather, as well as flood warnings on the Colorado and Brazos Rivers. Besides running the weather office, he taught Sunday school, taught at a local medical college, and earned a Doctor of Philosophy degree from Adran Male and Female College, now Texas Christian University. It's interesting to note that in 1891, Klein wrote an article for the Galveston Daily News, providing an official opinion that the notion of a hurricane doing serious harm to Galveston was a, quote, crazy idea, end quote. Klein's opinions actually helped to prevent the building of a seawall to protect the city. On September the 8th, 1900, Klein was proven very wrong when Galveston Island was devastated by a powerful hurricane. Klein's wife was one of those who perished in the storm. Now, Klein broke all known protocols when he unilaterally issued a hurricane warning without first securing permission from the Weather Bureau's central office in Washington, D.C. In 1901, the Weather Bureau moved the Regional Forecasting Center from Galveston to New Orleans, and Klein moved with it, working there until 1935. After retiring, he indulged in a long-time interest in art and even opened an art shop. Klein died in 1955 at the age of 93. Another notable character in the overall history of weather. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.